Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord of my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. Time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, let me be singing when the evening comes. So bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Worship Your holy name.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. No.
Oh,
as I keep my eyes upon the deep. Lord, I don't believe he takes me to that blessed place he has prepared. I believe the song so deep, and if the wind keeps on blowing in my life, my soul is here, and God is the Lord. Oh, I realize that sometimes in this life we're gonna be caught by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast. And I'm moving forward despite the tide. But here, if the storm goes deep, and just in case the wind, they keep on blowing in my life, my soul. My God, I got here.
Chronicles 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmel. Chapter 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Humai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Geder, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Heahashtari. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Hela: Zerith, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anab, and Hazobeba, and of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying,
I gave birth to him in pain.
Jabez cried out to the God of Israel,
Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.
God granted his request. Caleb, Shua's brother, was the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Bethrapha, Hasea, and Tehinnah, the father of Ir-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Zariah. The sons of Othniel, Hahath and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah. Zariah was the father of Joab, the father of Ki-Harashim. It was called this because its people were skilled workers. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Azarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalan. One of Mered's wives gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife from the tribe of Judah gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah, whom Mered had married. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbea. Jocham, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Sarah, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshubai-Lehem. These records are from ancient times. They were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They stayed there and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerob, Zerah, and Shaul. Sam was Shaul's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The descendants of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their entire clan did not become as numerous as the people of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearim. These were their towns until the reign of David. Their surrounding villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 towns, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalath. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, the son of Saraiah, the son of Asiel, also Eloenai, Jehoiakobah, Jeshahiah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesemiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Alan, the son of Jedeah, the son of Shimrai, the son of Shemaiah. The men listed above by name were leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they went to the outskirts of Gedor, to the east of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet. Some Hamites had lived there formerly. The men whose names were listed came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites in their dwellings, and also the Meunites who were there, and completely destroyed them, as is evident. Chapter 4. The descendants of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister was named Hazalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had 2 wives, Hela and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzim, Hefer, Temani, and Heahashtari. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Hela, Zereth, Zohar, Ephnan, and Koz, who is the father of Anab and Hasabiba, and of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying,
I gave birth to him in pain.
Jabez cried out to the God of Israel,
Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain.
God granted his request. Caleb, Shua's brother, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Bathrepha, Hasea, and Tehenna, the father of Ir-Nahash.
And it is from that 10th verse that we obtain our thought today, in which our thought is double for your trouble. The word Joaz is a word meaning sorrow. The Bible goes on to say it is out of pain that I bear Zoaz. Zoaz went to the Lord and said, Bless me indeed. Bless me indeed means, actually means, bless me. Enlarge my territory. It means to magnify, if you will, my territory. And the Lord did just that. So we got Joaz, who is naming sorrow, pain, persecution, depression, who is praying to the Father to bless him with your blessings, O God. Bless me, bless me. I don't, in other words, what Joaz was saying was, I don't just want to be blessed, but I want you to bless me, bless me. So, in other words, what Joaz was asking was, Lord, if you will, give me a double for my trouble. In all that you have went through last year, and some are even going through this year, the word of the Lord comes and says, bless me, bless me. One reason, no doubt, why Ezer is here most popular in the register of the tribe of Judah is because it was that tribe which is appendages, Simon Deacon and the Levite, that made up the kingdom of Judah, which not only long survived the other tribes in Canaan, but in the process of time, when this was written, returned out of captivity, when genealogy of the other tribes were lost in the kingdom of Asia. The most remarkable person in this paragraph is Joab. It is not said whose son he was, nor does it appear in what age he lived, but it should seem he was the founder of one of the family of Israel. I'm mentioning 1 Chronicles 4:8. Here is the number one reason his mother gave him the name with the reason, because I bore him with sorrow. 1 Corinthians 4:9. All children are born with sorrow, for the sentence upon the woman is, in sorrow shalt thou bring forth children. But some with much more sorrow than others. Usually the sorrow in bearing is afterwards forgotten for the joy that the child is born. But here it seems it was so extraordinary that it was remembered when the child came to be circumcised, and the care was taken to preparate the remembrance of it while he lived. Perhaps the mother called Havas, as Rachel called her son Bamikal, when she was dying of the sorrow, or if she recovered it, yet thus she recorded it, and one that it might be a conventional monumentum to herself, to be thankful to God as long as she lived, for supporting her under and bringing her through that sorrow. It may be of use to be often reminded of our sorrows, that we may always have such thoughts of things as we had in the day of our affliction, and may learn to rejoice with trembling. Secondly, that it might likewise be a momentum to him what this world is, into which she bore him a vial of tears in which he must expect few days and full of trouble. The sorrow he carried in his name might help to put the seriousness upon his spirit. It might also remind him to love and honor his mother and labor in everything to be comforted to comfort to her who brought him into the world with so much sorrow. It is petty in children thus to requite their parents. First Timothy 5:4 says so. The enemies of this, of his character, he was more honorable than his brethren, qualified above them by the divine grace and defied above them by the divine providence. They did victoriously, but he excelled them all. Now the sorrow which his mother bore him was abundantly recompensed. The son which of all her children cost her more dear than she was most happy in and was made glad in proportion to the affliction. Psalms 90:15 says that we are not told unto what account he was more honorable than his brethren, rather because he made a greater estate, or preferred to a magnificence, or a synologist him in war. We have most reason to think it was upon the account of his learning and pity, not only because these above anything put honor upon a man, but because have reason to think that these Joaz was intimate. Number one, in learning, because we find that the family of the scribes dealt at Joaz. 1 Corinthians 2:55, a city which is likely to took its name from him. The Jews said that he was a famous doctor of the law and left many disciples behind him. And it should seem by the mentioning of him so prominently that his name was well known when Ezra wrote this. Secondly, in pity, because we find here that he was a praying man. His inclination to devotion made him truly honorable, and by prayer he obtained those blessings from God, which added much to his honor. The way to be truly great is to be truly good and to pray much. For if you pray some, you have some power. If you pray much, you have a much power. And no prayer, you have no power. Oh, come on and tell Lord, thank you for Joel's asking God to enlarge his territory. But he said, bless me indeed, in which we have discovered that that meant bless me, bless me. Oh, I wish I had time to go deeper into this, but the prayer he made, probably like Solomon's prayer for wisdom. And just when he was setting out in the world, he set himself to acknowledge God in all his ways, but himself under the divine blessing and protection, and prospered accordingly. Perhaps these were the heads on which he enlarged his daily prayer. For his purpose, it was his constant practice to pray alone and with his family, as Daniel. Some think that it was upon some particular occasion when he was straitened and threatened by his enemies that he prayed this prayer. Observe. Number one, to whom he prayed, not to any of the gods of Gentiles. No, I said no. He called on the God of Israel, the living and true God, who alone can hear and answer prayer, and in prayer have an eye to him as the God of Israel, a God in covenant with his people, the God with whom Jacob wrestled and prevailed and was thence called Israel. Second, what was the nature of his prayer? Number one, as the margin reads, it was a solemn vow that if thou wilt bless me indeed, and then the sense is imperfected, but may easily be filled up with some Jacob's from Jacob's vow, or some such like, then thou shalt be my God, and did not express his promise, but left it to the understanding, either because he was afraid to promise in his own strength, or perhaps because he was resolved to devote himself entirely to God. He does as it were to give God a blank paper and let him write what he pleases. Lord, if thou wilt bless me and keep me, do what thou wilt with me. I will be at thy command and disposal forever. Secondly, as the text reads, it was the language of a most arrogant and affectionate desire. Oh, that thou wilt bless me. I hope you have enjoyed this portion of the word. I'm coming to you live every Saturday at 1 p.m. On Monday nights, we have the Reverend Pastor Jesse Stewart at 7:30, followed by the Reverend Leah Killens at 9:30. At 8:30 on Wednesday nights, we have the Reverend Willie J. Van out of the nation's capital, and he is followed by the Reverend Elder Perry Smith at 9:30. Thursday night, we have the Bishop George Flint at 8 o'clock on Thursday. And right back here on Saturday, we have none other than yours truly, the Reverend Amos Joseph Collins out of Alliance, Ohio. So we encourage you to catch the word, for the word is, the word is falling. May the Lord help you. May the Lord keep you, is our prayer. Until next week.